Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Sounds like maybe there's not a lot going on in sports today.
How do you mean?
Well, what did Zach tell us? The Sabres talked.
I wasn't listening.
Aaron Rodgers said he's pretty sure he's not playing. We know that. There's always like that. And then it's the Bisons game. I kind of feel like maybe this is the dead zone of the... There's not even soccer, right? Soccer's over.
There has been soccer going on.
Well, it's that World Club Cup.
I know, right.
Club World Cup.
I thought about it.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't care. I think it's notable that never once since it started.
Have you heard
a week ago, 2 weeks ago, two months ago, last year? I don't even know. I think it's pretty recent. I'm being a little cheeky. Neither of us ever thought like, hey, let's find the game.
Well, I think I've heard a friend of mine says it's not easy to find the game, which is kind of like the way it goes now.
Right.
Most games are not easy to find.
Right.
I just know that when I go home, this is ironic. Because I've never liked the Yankees. And when I lived in a world where I had options, I would never watch the Yankees. But when I go home now and turn on the TV,
that's where you
the
end
Yankees
up.
Are like the first thing that comes up. They know. Now every day probably it increases their judgment, quote judgment, that I'm going to want to watch the Yankee game. So last night I turned on Yankees-Reds. That's what happens now.
I wonder if you've got a setting different on that app, because I think we're talking about the same streaming app, and one of the greatest frustrations I have with that particular app that shall go nameless here.
Fubo?
Sure. Is that it doesn't seem to remember what I like to watch. The things that I always want to, I always have to hunt for the things I want.
I don't know.
And that annoys me.
Maybe anyway. I'm just sort of speeding to the right. Because I know I don't want to watch Judge Joe Brown.
right.
Or whatever right. it is.
I don't know. Anyway, whatever. We're not going to get hung up on that.
Are we going to get hung up on the Sabres again today, the press conference? And I think maybe, especially given the dearth
of
events.
Right.
Tomorrow
it may feel like there's a lot less going on than there is today, because at least they did talk today, and that, you know, that often
backfires,
usually generates a response. I'm walking around since about 11:30 today thinking about what a list of the worst run sports franchises in North America might look like and how highly the Sabres would rate on such a list. You know, it's tough because you don't really follow the other teams day to day. We're not watching draft news conferences for the Colorado Rockies. At least I'm not. I don't know. You may find time. I don't know. But, man, it needs to be said every day, maybe every hour, maybe every segment, that it is incredible that he still has that job. I feel like we're being gaslit to an extent, to the point where I feel like a ghoul continuing to say it. He seems like a nice enough guy. I've enjoyed talking to him, you know, away from the radio and even on the radio plenty of times. So, like, I'm not judging him as a dude, but it is incredible that he still has this job. He's going into year six, and yeah, we're not making any changes on the coaching staff. Lindy knows what he's doing. You know, he's been at this a long time. Well, you should have heard Eric Staal in our meetings today. What are we doing? You feel, you know, I feel myself, I don't know, you can feel however you want out there. There's probably people out there that want me to calm down, and probably people out there that want me to go even harder than I would ever dream of going.
It's like way more the latter.
Yeah, probably. But
who could criticize anybody right now for not being, for like being tolerant?
It's like the thing
or is intolerant.
It's so far gone. They're like, everyone, I think, out here mostly agrees. Like, yeah, well, I can't believe he still has that job. And that you don't even feel like you should say it anymore. But it should be said a lot. Because it is just recklessly careless that he still has the job. Going into a sixth season here. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Okay, well, yes. I had a bunch of different reactions to earlier, and my most frustrated area is the idea, it was the quote about, you know, feeling sorry for the fans because they get fed misinformation. And I would just politely want to ask, I think... I used to say this about Regeer, how I feel like he's in a cocoon, but as somebody on a much smaller scale that has to live with like criticism from people you don't know and maybe are uninformed, like it can get to you. And I wanted for Darcy to like sort of for him, not as like a friend or anything, but just for himself to be able to find a balance between listening to it and accepting, like, you're not beyond reproach. I'm not. He's not. Mm-hmm. Nobody is. Mm-hmm. So you'd want that person to hear the criticism, whatever it is, but not be subject to it necessarily. Just be sort of aware of it. Like, have an idea about what your fans, people you don't know, are saying about you. I think that that's probably good to know. And when Adams went in on, it wasn't even a question about Samuelson. It was a question about Paterka.
He volunteered the information.
He got a question about Paterka and sounded to me like he's gone. Paterka's gone.
100%.
Because he wouldn't say the thing he said about Tuck wants to be here. Right. I don't think it's good for me to answer this. Okay, well, you know, guess what? We're not stupid. And that's hard for you because unfortunately we're not. And we're going to interpret these things how we do. But he went into how, like, this has just happened too many times. The quote, misinformation about buying out Samuelson. What percentage, I'm in the no camp, I'll admit. What percentage of Sabres fans, the customers, even knew that there was any report about buying out Matias Samuelson? It's summer. You've been bad forever. Who even knows this? What percentage of fans even knew that there was some report about this? I didn't. The day I learned that apparently there was some report about buying out Samuelson was today. And I pay kind of close attention to the Sabres. Not as much as I could be, but I didn't even know about it. And instead it's like a tirade. It sounds like a tirade, a typical one, a familiar one, about the media pushing these false narratives. And I just respectfully don't think you really know what the shot is here. Because, I mean, as I tweeted, imagine framing your idea of having sympathy for the fans in this way. The reason
you feel bad for Sabres fans is actually not the franchise's total irrelevance on like the sports scene, it arguably being the worst run franchise in sports. No, it's not that. It's not the results. It's that you have to listen to who, I don't, if there's a name here I should use, I will, but I really don't want to, because I don't think these media people, whoever he's talking about or implying here, are like trying to do a dishonest job. They're not trying. They're not. There's no. Who would care enough about the Sabres to do a hit job on the Sabres? Like they barely even rate. So I don't think anybody's doing it purposely. Maybe I'm wrong there. It's just like, imagine framing sympathy for the fans this way. That why you feel bad for them is because they have to listen to insider Joe Blow, who is misreporting, I guess, this thing that the Sabres are either in on or not in on. How out of touch can you be if you are doing that, if you are thinking that, let alone failing to restrain yourself from saying it in public? Like, I think there are probably, I think this is maybe everybody, McDermott, Bean, everybody. I mean, I know some of these examples just privately where they cannot believe this report, this rumor that has gotten out that they think portrays them falsely. Like, that, fine. I mean, that is going to happen. A lot of people care about your team, even the Sabres. But to, like, be so thin-skinned that you would, in after 14 years of no playoff appearances, after 18, 19, of not even winning a single round, that's worse almost, after this, Adams, in Adams' case, being the GM of the team for 5 years and getting nowhere, they're no better than they were when he walked in, and they never even had a spike in the 5 years. How can you just miss the point so badly that what you end up coming out with is, yeah, actually, we never had this conversation about Samuelson. So what if you did? You know what a serious team would do?
Talk about that.
They would talk about everything. Right. They would actually maybe have one, which he denied having, which, how is that in your mind something you want people to know? Actually have one conversation about eradicating a player from your roster with a big contract for a long time that maybe isn't even getting the job done. Like, you wouldn't even want people to think that you would discuss that? How bad is that? The palm trees, you know, it was, if I owned the Sabres, if I were his boss, I would never want that, because all you're doing is making it all harder. All you're doing is basically making, you sound like you're making excuses, and you're telling the world, who wasn't even paying attention to you in the first place, that, yeah, you know what, I can't build a good team.
Yeah, you're not fair. You're enhancing what is, you know, legitimately a problem at some level.
But he wasn't wrong. Like,
right.
He wasn't wrong,
right,
when saying that, yeah, we have these disadvantages to varying degrees. Okay, we get it. I don't really want you to, if you work for me, I really don't want you to advertise it, but we kind of all know it already, and it's not like he's wrong. This, though, is just such a bad look. Like, this is, you didn't even ask me about this, but I want you to know there's one reporter that got it wrong one time, and that's not fair, and I feel sorry for my fans, for our fans, for having to listen to it. What is he even talking about?
Right.
Who cares? If your fans, 100% of your fans, instead of like 8%, knew that there was some report that you were talking about buying out Samuelson, and they care enough about the team to have like followed it, and they saw the jersey game, or they heard about it the next day, and he's like, yeah, I don't know what happened. My one job here, I didn't do it. Sorry. Like, if anybody's sort of that in tune with the Sabres, and they heard that the Sabres had one conversation, or 10, or 100, mm-hmm. had one conversation about buying him out, what would they say? Okay. At least they're doing something. Maybe they're doing something.
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't even be bad. And he's so hung up on the criticism of the Sabres or him or Terry that, like, he couldn't wait this morning to tell you how unfair it is that somebody got that wrong as he sees it.
Right.
I just, like, that's a disaster.
I mean, that is just...
Yeah.
You have nobody in your sphere helping you with the messaging. And how... That's not an Adams thing. I guess he can't help himself. But that's a Pegula thing. And that's never been different. That's just never been different under Pegula. Like, the messaging. Everybody he had that had a good handle on what the messaging should be, he fired.
On top of it all, it's a player that, I'll use your figures. If 8% of the fans love this player and are paying attention, and like 92% would be like, get this guy off my team, it's a peculiar choice. You should know that. You should have some idea to not maybe use him as the example for this. I mean, it's a bad idea, period, at inception, to make the point. You're at a time of the year where if Paul Hamilton or Mike Harrington does not ask you about a specific player, you don't have to tell us anything about them. You know, you shouldn't volunteer any information about whether you're thinking about buying the guy out or not buying him out or whatever you're trading him, whatever. Wait till somebody asks you, and then, you know, whatever you need to do, do. But to choose that player, like, fans, you shouldn't feel bad for fans for contemplating whether you were going to buy out Matias Samuelson for 5 minutes or 5 days or however long ago this erroneous report, according to Adam, surfaced, because I think fans were going, oh, okay, they're doing something. Like, that's a problem. It's a big contract, and it's a guy that does not do the role he's here to do very well at all. In fact, ignoring your leading scorer, being headhunted on your home rink. I mean, Tage Thompson was just talking about this on a podcast last week.
Yeah.
There's still scars there, and Samuelson is, to me, the most culpable guy on the ice. He's the most that fits the profile of a guy who should have done something, and the guy who did it skated right by him. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. So it's not – the idea of buying him out would be welcomed by your customers.
Maybe. Most wouldn't care at all.
Okay.
Right?
But like, but the people who do care, that are paying attention and aren't drunk on the beach, would welcome it, I think.
Maybe. What? It's just like – it's just not it, you know? Like – Samuels, if he gets a question about, like you kind of said, if he gets a question about Samuels' status, he can answer it. But there's nothing, you have to have some humility here. Simply, you have to have some humility. You have to not just pretend that you do or say that you have it, but actually show, like, be convincing as, like, guys, I mean, I know you have questions. There's really nothing I'm going to say here that was going to satisfy you until we get somewhere. Last year, he did, other times he's done that. Remember the one a year or two ago where he's like, he basically said what I just said. Maybe I'm just sort of thinking of it as I'm saying it subconsciously. Like, it's not going to be any different until we win. Like, we have to get somewhere first. We're not going to get – Adams, I think, has had – it's gotten so long now and tiresome. But he's had – I always have said – you will vouch for me on this. I've always thought, like, at press conferences, he was pretty good. Like, I thought, like, he was genuine and, you know – He the line he toes is whether it sounds bad, but I think he's sort of trying to tell you what he really thinks and what's really happening. But I think today was, and people have said this about him that I've heard, just like so kind of maybe obsessed with the noise. And that's just not helping him. I mean, he has to survive at this for his sake. He has to survive at this long enough, maybe this will be forever, to just get to a place where he can breathe the air and not be, this would be what I would tell him if I knew him personally, like, just, it's not helping you to be so dug in on the internet or whatever it is you think your fans are hearing. Who even knew this or cared about it that much? It just can't be, it is again today. Go figure. It just cannot be how the Sabres come across. They have no right to it. They have no right to come off as, yeah, actually, guys, it's not us. We're not the problem here. Like, and every bit of that tastes terrible. Every morsel of, you know, it's really just the media is just wrong. It is, you know, pounding the keyboard. He's just wrong. And how, maybe just because
They don't pay anybody who's good at it to help. And that I would completely believe and actually probably bet a lot on. That can be someone with authority in that organization to be like, no, do not make this about the media. Do not make this about taxes. Do not make this about weather. Winnipeg was first in the league. Literally, first in the league. They won the President's Trophy, and you're talking about palm trees. How does he not have somebody in a major league, quote, major league sports operation to rein that in? I mean, how is that even real? And it happened, and now we've got this, and it should be about the draft. It should be about prospects. It should be about, you know, the good things. You know, you want to sort of, what did I say yesterday all day? If the Sabres want to be aggressive, they should be telling everybody that all the time. That's what fans want, because it's not even a matter of rebuilding versus pushing anymore. They can't rebuild anymore. It's been too long. They're not going to be subject to the same standards as a sort of a normal team would, because it's been 14 years and everybody has to settle for go for it. You know, even me, like I've always wanted to back up. I don't say that as, you know, to flatter myself. I always want to back up. I always want draft picks. I always want prospects. You want to win a championship or you want to suck? But the Sabres, the people can't afford that. They don't have a choice. So how is the messaging not more prominent, more right out there? We're going for it. And anybody, you know, on our team who needs to hear it, I'm telling you, I'm probably also hopefully telling you in private, that's what we're doing. And it just took no time at all to get into, I feel sorry for our fans because they have to listen to false reports about Matias Samuelsson. Sorry, Sammy. Also, I don't think I've ever heard a fan call him Sammy, but, you know, we're not friends with him. So he's Sammy. It's just so bad. It's so bad. You know, when, I'm way out there now. When coaches couldn't figure out because they didn't ever pick up a book to go forward on fourth and one. You know who my problem was with? Announcers. Not coaches. Coaches aren't going to read. They're not going to listen. They're not going to listen to anybody who doesn't come from football. Eventually they did. It took 20 years. But they're not going to read a book. They're just going to tell you what their coach told them when they were eight. And it's always been the same. So we're just going to punt it. I mean, we had decades of that. My problem wasn't with coaches. They can't be helped. My problem was with announcers, who's supposed to be able to pick up a book, supposed to want to, and do a good job for their customers. Their customers are not their players or their owner. Their customers are their listeners, their viewers. Those are the people that matter. So the announcers are supposed to be the one that know what's right. And they couldn't be bothered sometimes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That would piss me off. This reminds me of that, because I don't think he really knows who he's talking to. His fans don't even care. And he's talking about Samuelsson and a buyout? Who would, the fans that do care wouldn't even object to it.
Right. That's my big point. That's the miss to me. I don't know. They could. Some, you know, this has been going on the internet here for, you know, a few hours now. He could have had an agenda to like want to rein any idea of him getting bought out because maybe they would like to trade him. I can buy that, but you do not need to go again. Don't volunteer it.
Like you didn't. Maybe that is why it's volunteered. Is because he wants to make sure he's heard saying that, because he thinks he's going to be able to trade him with $4.5 million a year for whatever it is, three or four more years left. If it's even that little, it might be more than that still. It was a 7-year deal when he signed it. Holy cow. It's just another day with the one of the worst run teams in North America.
I mean, that's conservative, right? It has to be. Maggie Gray, who I have never listened to. Maggie Gray, CBS Sports, though. Like, she, their show today was, what's the worst run organization in sports? Like, Phoenix Suns, New Orleans Saints? I didn't listen to it. I just saw the tweet. I'm like, you know what? When the Phoenix Suns miss the break-even NHL playoffs for 14 years in a row, which is far and away a record.
We can talk about it.
And they still nail their top two picks. They've been gifted 4 times, and they still do it. Like, you know, then I'll listen to the Phoenix Suns, who I don't think, as a casual, do not think of as terrible at all. I think of, like, Barkley played for the Phoenix Suns. Like, Chris Paul, weren't they good a lot? Weren't they, like, didn't they win? Maybe they didn't win a championship. I don't know. It was, like, news to me that the Phoenix Suns might be, like, awfully run. How about just get to the middle one time in 15 years? Maybe, like, despite Eichel, Reinhardt, Dahlin, Power, like, here, we're... It's almost like it's scripted. Here, we want to help you. Here are these great players.
Yeah.
No, they leave and win. And it just how explain to me what's worse run by results. What would it look like? The Pirates.
Yeah.
It might look like the Pirates.
The Pirates come to mind. Yeah.
When, like the Sabres, and I've never been this, believe it or not, this cynical about the Sabres, but it's actually the Pirates, it seems like it's right. They get the best pitcher in the sport. He's 1-5 to win the Cy Young this year, and they can't score a run for him. He can't win a game. He's 1-5 to win the Cy Young this year, Paul Skeens. And the only conversation is, like, when he gets traded. Because everybody knows the Pirates will have no chance.
Right.
No interest in paying him. Even the Bengals paid Higgins. But the Pirates would just never do it. Like, that's bad. Yeah. When you're thought of that badly, like, that's bad. But what the Sabres are kind of alike, because while I was never somebody that, like, when they drafted Reinhardt or Eichel, like, oh, those guys will leave and win elsewhere. No, like, I would never think like that. Some people would, and that's what happened. They got rid of them, and they just won cups like it's nothing. The Sabres have none in 55 years. Like, it's almost too obvious to be interesting. It's not even really that interesting.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It feels – I don't feel right pointing out that he should not have the job anymore, because it's gone on so long that it just feels so repetitive. But it still needs to be known and said, I think, because we're just trapped here. We're living in this hamster wheel that is being a Sabres fan. And it's just, the market deserves so much better. The fans deserve so much better. I mean, all of this stuff, I mean, all of it is valid. The lead is Paterka still. Like, that's a way more impactful situation than anything going on with Matias Samuelsson, in my opinion. And, you know, the way he sounded about that was not promising. I mean, he didn't say they're going to trade him.
He's gone.
So, you know, maybe they will, you know, we were talking yesterday with Chad, like, drawing line in the sand. Like, you know what? We have your rights, and we're just going to use them, and sorry, you don't have any leverage. We're not going to let everybody fly be free that isn't happy here right at the moment. But it did not sound. I mean, when any time a sports management person answers a question like that the way he did, it's because it's if you could say yes, or excuse me, you could say no. You could tell us he hasn't asked to be traded. He doesn't want to get out of here. You would tell us.
Kind of like he did with Tuck today.
Right.
Like, Tuck, I think, is staying, and Paterka, I think, is going. I'm not sure if that's misinformation. If it comes from the Sabres, does it have to be true? when was that rule put into effect? All right. 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, will lift your calls next here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.